Hello, GWA. This is Tarkus Trooper once again here to molest your eardrums. I'm just kidding. So I am up at an unreasonably early time of 5 o'clock a.m. because apparently I can't sleep that long. So I just decided, by passing the time, I will do Mrs. Yummy Mixer Questionnaire Part 2. And without further ado, here we go. What is the weirdest thing that has ever made you horny? I think the weirdest thing that has ever made me horny was hearing a guy. Hearing a guy kind of make these whimpery noises. I just don't know why. It's just probably that might have been the that must have been the idea of why I started these con that this challenge I did a f about ooh, it's been months ago, about 6 or 7 months ago. Where I issued a challenge for the guys to fake a female orgasm and the women to fake a male orgasm. And I knew I was doing something right because most of you guys out there who try their best at doing a female orgasm, needless to say, it got me squirming like mad. For reasons unknown. I freaking don't know what is wrong with me. But anyway, yeah. I like it when guys make these kind of whimpery noises, which is not that weird. But even if the guys are playing or they're just goofing off and they decide to make these really girly noises, I just something's wrong with me. Okay, and number two, do you watch gay porn and have you ever? Yes, I have, and I have many times, and I would do it again because damn, man on man action, hottest thing ever. To me, I think it is. And number three, how big is too big and how small is too small? I would say, oh, this goes back to the other, last night when no, not last night, the night before last, when I took the penis preference test. If your dick is like really, really, really long, like 12 inches or something like that, I will be putting my hand in front of my pussy, just guarding it because I don't want it torn up by that long of a dick. I don't even know why. I'm just looking at that kind of a dick that's that long. It's just, I could just feel the pain already. Either that or I'm just a fucking wuss. Yeah. So, and, how small is too small? I wouldn't be that bad picky. So I'm just gonna let that answer. I'm just gonna let that part of that question be unanswered because I don't want to be so much of a wet blanket or a killjoy. Yeah, so, and number four, what is the best way to bind someone? I personally like handcuffs and rope, the combination of the two, because it's just, I don't know, I like to combine them and just don't stick with one prop of bondage, because I like both handcuffs and ropes. Especially if the ropes are like a satin silk rope. And that would have been really awesome. Number five. Do you prefer hand jobs or blow jobs? I think I would prefer. Oh, why does this have to be an or question? I would say both, but this is. I would say a blowjob. Because I love to imagine myself just making a man feel so good with my mouth. And just imagining how many loads I would swallow. Okay, Tark, you're getting a bit distracted here. Okay, and number six, which hand do you use when masturbating? I use my right hand most of the time, even though I'm ambidextrous. However you say it, I masturbate with both hands, but usually my right hand gets the job done. And yeah, so I love you, right hand. Okay, so what are three of your worst and best personality traits? Well, starting with the worst first. I am pretty greedy, of course, when it comes to just wanting to hear something, maybe, and number two of the worst, I'm repetitive. I'm very repetitive. and number three, I talk too slow, I think. I talk too slow, I'm a slow talker. I try not to be. But, alas, I am a slow talker, more than I am a fast talker, because I can't do this, and blah, 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 because I'm afraid I'll mess up my words. So, I mean, I'm not a stutterer, but I just prefer to speak slower than, you know, just, I'm a slow talking person. But I don't know if that could be the worst thing ever, but I think it is because I'm afraid I'll sound like I'm droning on and on and on, you know? And, my best personality traits, my three best personality traits, I would say, so, I'm gonna have trouble thinking up these. Pretty creative. Not too bad creative, but pretty creative, when it comes to writing scripts. Number two, I am caring, and number three, my third trait, I can't think of a best third trait. I'm very outspoken. Very outspoken. Yeah. Outspoken, is it? Yeah. What are some sexual things you would never do? I would never, ever, get into doing, that bad of whippings, because I have a low pain tolerance. Even though I do love spankings, but if you, like, make it severe, like, by using a whip and stuff like that, yeah, that's just, no thank you. I can't do that. I have a low pain tolerance. Unless you're turned on by people crying, then, okay. But don't make me cry. I'ma beat you up the head if you ever take a whip to me, damn it. No, I'm just kidding, but yeah. So, do you think that one orgasm is enough, or are multiple orgasms needed? I think at sometimes when I just think I just want to get off right now, I just think one orgasm is enough. But when I'm just taking my sweet precious time, I'm just like, oh God, let me have multiple orgasms galore. Because I've got all the time I need. Why not have like two or three or about four? Which is rare. I am rarely ever a multi-orgasmer. I only like orgasm like two times a session, which is weird. Yeah, because I only orgasm twice because my clit is too sensitive and I can't handle all that. Wow. I can't handle all that yet. I want a Hitachi so bad. Probably because I want to have multiple orgasms more than two. I would like to have three or four or five or six or seven or eight or nine or ten. 10 orgasms! Yes! I want those. Where in your house do you want to or would like to have sex? Ooh, I would love to have sex in the bathtub. Or in the shower, maybe, because I'm a water baby. I'm a Pisces. I'm a water baby. But that doesn't have to do with any of my, water sign. I just like water. I love everything wet. And it just sets me off. Because sex in the water just gets me really excited. I don't know. Just makes me really excited. And which do you prefer? Sweet or salty foods? Sweet. Or maybe a combination of the two. Because I love eating chocolate covered pretzels. Because they're really good. Oh my God. Really good. Especially the Flips pretzels. Oh God. And have you ever tasted yourself? And would you or how was it? Oh, I've tasted myself many times. And I usually do it after I come. And most of the audios that I have posted on here usually hear this after each time I come. Because damn, it's really fun to taste yourself. I don't even know why. It's just, it's like an impulse to do it. I have an impulse to do it. Because first time I ever tasted myself, right after I came, it was just about a couple of years ago. And I was just so horny. I was just going at it. And then after I came real hard, I just had the sudden urge to taste myself. I had the curiosity to taste myself and like, not bad. So it became more of a traditional thing. It became more of a traditional thing because every time after I come, I taste myself and I enjoy everything, every bit of it. Yeah. And where is one place you would never have sex? Where is one place I would never have sex? This brings a Saturday Night Live song to mind. I don't know which one it is, but I think it was about having sex in your bedroom where your childhood bedroom, because you have this ugly color of painting on the wall, and you got this cutesy kitschy design on the walls. It's just teddy bears, and yeah, that doesn't put me in the right mood. No, just that's the place where I would least like to have sex, in my childhood room, because the room where I used to live in, I used to have like a yellow, like a really bright yellow wall, and then you see all these, and on the top of the, right next to the ceiling, you have all the Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse designs, the A, B, C, D, and everything else. It's just too cute, really, no. Yeah, just no. Is there anything you have hidden in your room that you don't want anyone to find? Well, my sex toys, for one thing, even though I don't have like an extensive collection of them, I have like one or two toys. And my lingerie. I don't like my personal belongings fiddled with. What are two things you like or dislike about oral sex? The only thing I dislike about it is I've never tried it. Yeah, that's the only thing I dislike about it. And what I like about it is that, like I said, like I mentioned a few questions back, I think. I love just feeling him or her just come in your mouth. And it's just, it tastes every drop and you just enjoy every bit of it. And it's just awesome. And how would you feel about taking someone's virginity? Oh, I'd be ready for it because I'm a virgin myself. I wouldn't mind taking another person's virginity because I would be taking mine as well. So, yeah, that would be really fun. That would be so much fun. But no anal on the first time. No, sir. No, sir. No anal on the first time. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. So, yeah. Yeah, I had fun doing this questionnaire. So, I might have been distracted a few times, but hopefully I could possibly make it up with some future audios, maybe. I don't know. So yeah, without further ado, I need to go back to bed because I've gotten up way too early. Maybe that might be why I am just tripping over my words all the time. So yeah. So yeah, see y'all later. Talk to you later. Turkish Trooper signing off.